You should have used fresh ginger. The words flew out of my mouth before I could stop them. I glanced at Aunt Melba to see if she was upset, but she was looking at me with undisguised admiration. Why didn't I think of that?
And orange peel.
I wanted her to look at me that way again.
Any other ideas?
Aunt Melba was rooting around in the vegetable bin. She emerged holding a large knob of ginger triumphantly over her head, then went to the counter and began to grate it, sending the mysterious, tingly scent into the air.
How come you didn't say something last year?
Would you have believed me?
She swiped at the thick red curl that had fallen across her right eye and grinned ruefully.
Ask advice from a 9-year-old?
She reached out and tousled my hair.
Now that you're 10, of course, everything's changed.
You make this stupid cake every year.
My sister was annoyed.
It's never very good. Why don't you just give up?
Because it's the only kind of cake your father likes.
Aunt Melba reached for one of the beautiful ceramic bowls on the shelf above her.
And your mother always used to make it for his birthday. I'm trying to keep tradition alive.
You should have asked Mom for the recipe.
Jeannie was a year and a half older than me, and she had opinions.
I did, but she would never give it to me. My sister was funny that way, and then it was too late.
We're going to get it right.
They both turned to stare at me. I wasn't exactly known for self-confidence, but I could taste the cake in my mind. Strong, earthy, fragrant. I remembered the nose-prickling aroma of cinnamon when it comes in fragile curls and the startling power of crushed cloves. I imagined them into the batter. Aunt Melba was grating the orange rind now, and the clean, friendly smell filled her airy kitchen. The place was a mess. Eggshells were everywhere, the counter was covered with splotches of sticky batter, and bags of flour spilled onto the floor. Ashtrays filled with half-smoked cigarettes were scattered among the ceramic plates and bowls Aunt Melba had made. She was famous for them. In the middle of it all sat a couple of forlorn cakes, each missing a tiny sliver. Aunt Melba put the new cake in the oven, and we began to clean up. The scent of gingerbread whirled through the room and out the window into the Montecito Hills. Down below, the Pacific sparkled.
It smells pretty good, said Jeannie, hopefully.
Alas, this cake was doomed to join those abandoned on the counter.
What now?
Aunt Melba sounded discouraged, but she searched my face as if I had the answer. I liked the feeling.
Cardamom,
I said, mustering all the authority I could.
Cardamom? How do you even know about cardamom?
She practices,
replied Jeannie, a slight edge to her voice. Smart and beautiful, she was used to taking charge.
You should see her.
Practices? Asked Aunt Melba.
Yeah, said Jeannie. She's always sniffing the bottles in the spice cabinet.
I didn't know she'd even noticed. At first, it was just curiosity. Why did fennel and cumin, identical twins, have such opposing personalities? I had crushed the seeds beneath my fingertips where the scents lingered for hours. Another day, I'd opened a bottle of nutmeg, startled when the little spheres came rattling out in a mothball-scented cloud. How could something so delicate have such a ferocious smell? And I watched, fascinated, as the supple, plump, purple vanilla beans withered into brittle brown pods and surrendered their perfume to the air. The spices were all so interesting. It was impossible to walk through the kitchen without opening the cupboard to find out what was going on in there. Aunt Melba gave me the oddest look.
And you remember them?
She was crushing cardamom pods, and the deep, musky scent zipped around the kitchen.
More, I said. Use more.
How could you ever forget the smell of cardamom, or cinnamon, or clove? I don't remember how many times we made that cake. Each time Aunt Melba thought it was good enough, I insisted that she try again. I had made a discovery. Having the flavors in my head meant I could reimagine them, put them together in entirely new ways. I wanted to keep doing it forever.